Welcome to My Life is Built, the podcast that's all about wealth and empowering you to take control of your financial future. I'm your host, Andrew Olmsted. In each episode, we aim to educate and inspire you to make informed financial decisions. We hope that you enjoy this episode and come back the first Wednesday of every month to hear from us again. What is your life built on? In other words, what types of things create the foundation for your life? Now, that foundation doesn't have to be limited to just one thing either. Many people in the world have a religious foundation, which leads to decisions based on that specific religion. Many people believe that healthcare should serve as the foundation for the day-to-day. Working out and eating healthy become specific regimens. For some, the foundation may be sports, family, knowledge, or a combination of many different things. But whatever the foundation is, one must truly be convicted that it is right for their life, and that the foundation will help make for a more fulfilling lifestyle. I think back to an old song that was sung in Sunday school as a young kid. Now, I could sing it for you, but since this is our first episode together, I think I'll pass. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up, but the house on the rock stood firm. For us at Cornerstone, our foundation and our niche is comprehensive financial planning. What is your rock, your foundation? For many people, money is part of their foundation for life. They work hard to make money to pay the bills. They work hard to save money for future goals. And they work hard so that someday they can retire and enjoy the fruits of their labor. But what's interesting is over time, a foundation can become damaged, sometimes to the point of no repair. What steps need to be taken in order to keep the foundation strong? For many people, finances are a huge piece of that foundation. In My Life is Built, we examine that piece of the foundation, how to properly build, reevaluate, and fix a damaged foundation from the financial advisor point of view. Our mission is to be of value to our clients and our listeners, providing financial tips, advice, and services that can help build, repair, or monitor a strong financial foundation. What is your foundation? For me, basketball has served as a foundation for many, many years. From an early age, I fell in love with the game of basketball. I had a little Tyke hoop in my garage. Then as I got older, we added a hoop to the front driveway. And in the winter months, I would be inside using a clothes hamper as my basket. I remember my grandfather rebounding for me for many hours. He would give me little tips, such as, hold your follow through, Andrew, in order to increase my shooting percentage. Playing basketball was all that I wanted to do. When I wasn't shooting hoops, I was inside reading the newspaper, trying to find the most updated statistics from across the basketball world. When I was around 4 years old, my relatives in Michigan took me to a Michigan State University basketball game, and I saw basketball at a whole new level. In my early elementary years, you would find most kids my age running around the hallways or playing some games in the front entryway, but not me. You would find me up in the corner of the gym, sitting by myself, announcing play-by-play of the games using my empty water bottle as a microphone. In third grade, I started playing competitive basketball for a traveling team, consisting of some of my closest friends. That same year, I entered the Elks National Free Throw Contest. We had a great team in my years of playing, and as the years went on, my specialized role became making free throws in clutch situations. I practiced free throws almost constantly, establishing a regimen where I had mastered the craft down to a T, where I was able to make even most of my free throws blindfolded. In 2007, I found myself ranked number 3 in the nation for my age group in free throw shooting. As I reflect on it, my family helped build my basketball foundation at a young age by giving me both the material tools of a hoop and a ball and the technical tools such as my shooting form. They encouraged me. They helped me think about how good I could become someday if I kept a very strong foundation. My love for the game continued to grow. I had some phenomenal teams, and I had some great human beings as my coaches. The thing I learned to love most was studying the game, trying to figure out what things worked and what things did not work. If a defense does this, what should I be doing as the offensive player to counter the defense? To do that, and to understand that, I watched a lot of film. As I transitioned out of my playing days, I took a seat on the sidelines and began my coaching career. I now had a different level that I had to understand. I had to build a practice plan, develop a program, and try to watch film to understand tendencies of the opposition. My life has always had a little bit of basketball in it. And my life still has a big foundation of basketball, as my young kids enjoy playing in our basement, or you can find me coaching and officiating youth basketball to this day. I never really envisioned having myself a full-time career with basketball, but I knew that I wanted a professional career where I could carry on some of the same aspects that I grew up learning through the game of basketball. Teamwork, having great systems in place, building a plan, and accomplishing big goals are just a few of the many attributes that drew me to Cornerstone Financial Solutions. Basketball and financial planning may not seem like they have much in common at first glance, but there are actually several ways in which the two can be related. Here are just a few examples. Number one, goal setting. In basketball and financial planning, setting clear goals is crucial for success. In basketball, players must set goals for themselves, such as improving their shooting percentage or increasing the number of rebounds per game. Similarly, in financial planning, individuals must set goals for their financial future, such as saving for retirement or paying off debt. By setting specific, measurable goals, individuals can create a roadmap for their success and work towards achieving them. My family used to set a free throw goal of 25 in a row or 90 out of 100 before I could be done. My first varsity coach challenged us to run down and back on the court in under 9 seconds. Are you kidding me? In the midst of both of these examples, the goal was not just an easy target to reach. The goal was to challenge me. And that brings more fulfillment than just setting for status quo. At Cornerstone, our financial advisors seek to help you dream big. Building a financial plan to achieve what's truly possible is what we do, and empowering you to pursue greater goals is who we are. The second common characteristic would be strategic planning. In basketball, teams must develop strategies to outmaneuver their opponents and score points. Similarly, in financial planning, individuals must develop strategies to manage their finances effectively, such as creating a budget, or maybe it's investing in a diversified portfolio. But you must analyze the strengths and weaknesses, both on the basketball court and in financial situations. Individuals must make informed decisions about how to allocate their resources and achieve their financial goals. A third common characteristic would be something like risk management. In basketball, players must manage the risk of injury or other setbacks by training properly, taking care of their bodies. Similarly, in financial planning, individuals must manage the risk of financial setbacks, such as market volatility or unexpected expenses, by diversifying their investments and having a solid emergency fund in place. By identifying potential risks and developing strategies to mitigate them, individuals can protect their financial well-being and achieve their long-term goals.
But what's unique about basketball and financial planning is this. No game or no one family is the same as another game or another family. Every situation is unique, and we must be prepared for every situation that comes our way. At Cornerstone, we seek to help you dream, build, and lead your life. When your life is built on a cornerstone, you can pursue greater dreams and make the difference you are truly capable of making in your own life, the lives of others, and the legacy you leave behind. A good question to ask yourself is this: what is your life built on? Is it basketball? Is it religion? Does wealth serve as a piece of the foundation for your life? If so, how often do you test that foundation? Can the foundation withstand any storms of life that may come down on it? And what actions should you be doing that you are not?
So why did we establish My Life Is Built? Cornerstone Financial has been in business for over 30 years. It started as a one-man shop, and it has blossomed into a team of 19 individuals seeking to provide the best service possible.
With our many years of extensive experience, hundreds of people have walked through our front doors. When asked about what serves as the foundation for their life, those people will normally answer with things such as health, religion, but not far behind is the principle of wealth. Wealth can be used as a very powerful tool if used appropriately. It can even be a very useful foundation. It can serve to make a difference, and it can be used to truly change someone's life. But most of the time, without health, wealth means nothing. So most of the time, a foundation for someone's life is composed of multiple different aspects. With My Life Is Built, we want to challenge you to think big. Just like approaching an important basketball game, we want you to have a solid game plan. We want a solid foundation for your financial freedom. Over time, though, that foundation may develop cracks or just get worn out. So what action needs to be done in the meantime? We will seek to provide answers to a lot of your questions, and we want to provide powerful advice that can help repair a broken foundation. Just like basketball, I think back to all my coaches, my friends, my family that pushed me to be all I can be. I think of the countless hours of time that my family put in, rebounding, or just trying to improve the skills that I had to make me the best player I could possibly be. With My Life Is Built and our team at Cornerstone, we want to push you to be all you can be as well. We want to challenge you to think of what is making up your foundation in life. And do you have friends and family that are helping you reach the goals in the areas that you want? And are you working with professionals across many aspects of life that are seeking to push you to dream bigger? If wealth serves as a piece of your foundation, we hope that we can provide you with proper advice and the tools needed in order to help you plan and reach your biggest goals.
To start building your life and securing your financial dreams, please visit mycfsgroup.com or connect with us on Facebook and LinkedIn. Feel free to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and sign up for our weekly market update. Thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, Andrew Elvelstead. Until next time, stay focused on building the life you deserve, and remember that My Life Is Built is here to support you. Thank you. Every investor's situation is unique, and you should consider your investment goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon before making any investment. Prior to making an investment decision, please consult with your financial advisor about your individual situation. The foregoing information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but we do not guarantee that it is accurate or complete. It is not a statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision, and it does not constitute a recommendation. Any opinions are those of Andrew Elvelstead and not necessarily those of Raymond James. Raymond James & Associates, Incorporated, member of New York Stock Exchange, member SIPC.